Welcome to the Financial Coconut Podcast Network, the leading personal finance podcast network in Singapore. I'm your host, Reggie, aka your chief financial coconut. And every Monday, you will be joining me, Eric Feng, and SG Budget Babe Dawn on our weekly segment, Wise and Shine, where we leverage on the latest quirky happenings out there on the internet to answer many of your burning social and personal development questions. Yes, we're all sick and tired of talking about money, so welcome back to Wise and Shine.
And you feel like there's no prospects here, and you don't want to be like, you know, that wayang guy that worked very, very hard. From what need to piao yin, what? I get it, right? Or you need to go out and network.
That's why it's called performance review.
Performance. Give me 3 stars, but like...
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
So welcome back to another episode of Wise and Shine. I'm your host, Reggie, aka your chief financial coconut.
Hi, my name is Eric, Mr. Positivity.
I'll get used to it. Give me some time, yes.
I'm Kevin from Kevinless Investing.
Alan from Li Cai Ouye. Do listen to our shows.
Yeah, Chinese show, very good. Very good. Yes. I keep selling. I work very hard for this, right? Selling the Chinese show. But yes, today, we're going to talk about the hot topic in town. Right? I also don't know why it's so hot, because it feels like time before this thing had a name, people were already doing it. Right? There are a lot of people.
Yeah, at least now I have a name to what I've been doing last time. Yeah. Oh, so I was quiet quitting.
Yes. So this is the whole new thing. I mean, I did a monologue about it, and I also texted Kevin, hey, this topic will work. Like, yeah, this topic will go viral. so he assured me, right? So we want to talk a little bit about, can quiet quitting be healthy? Because today, a lot of the coverage about quiet quitting, either is like TikTok rants, you know, about why people hate their lives and all those kind of stuff, or the other side where mainstream media really covers it from a view that, you know, it's a very top-down view, like, you know, the companies trying to tell you don't quiet quit, government trying to tell you don't quiet quit, because I know they have a certain set of concern, right? They want the companies to grow, they want the country to move, so I get it. But today we speak from ground up, right? Trying to talk a little bit about, can quiet quitting in itself be a healthy process, you know, or is there value in quiet quitting? Right, and I think that's the part that's under discussed. It's either a mad rant about why they hate their lives and I want to quiet quit, or the other side of like, no, you shouldn't quit. You should just keep moving, right? So, I think that's kind of the spot where I want to go. Can quiet quitting be healthy?
So first, I need to make sure, what is quiet quitting? What's the definition of that?
Maybe you can define quiet quitting.
Okay, so from what I know, quiet quitting is like you work from a 9-to-6 job means that you work 9-to-6, and after that, you just leave home. So while doing this topic, I realized that there's another version of quiet quitting, which is in a 9-to-6 job, you just do the bare minimum and you don't do extra stuff that is asked for you. So which exactly is quiet quitting?
Oh, I thought it was the second one.
I think it's the second one.
Yeah. Right.
I think the first one is just being on time. I clock in, I clock out, you know, and I do what's
necessary. Yeah.
But because I think the first one and the second one, they're not mutually exclusive.
Okay.
Like you can be clocking out and still also be doing bare minimum at work, right? And I think that's generally the idea where, I mean, there are a few groups of people that you can classify as quiet quitting. But I think most of the people that we're going to talk to or the people that are thinking about this thing is really the people that are like, you know, I come in, I do what needs to be done, don't ask me to do more. I have no yesing, I don't want to do more on this job or in this place, you know, and the bare minimum.
Even doing their best, they're just doing, going through motion, that's it. They might not even try to improve things. That's my way of defining quiet quitting.
Okay, do you have any definition of quiet quitting?
Actually, I agree with Kelvin, the second one. I think it grows from that to, you know, the China, you know, Tanping.
Yeah, I feel like they're on the same trajectory.
Yeah, it stems from quiet quitting. It's because, you know, China, they're having all these issues where people, they don't want to work. They literally stay at home. So, because they say that, you know, the country still want them to work more, but we already work so hard, they work even more. Yeah, so yeah, the 996 culture, everything. So they have this question of why we should work even more than before. Yeah, since we already worked so hard before. I think that's a very good discussion also.
Okay, great, great. So then the question today, right, is can quiet quitting be a healthy thing, right? Is there value in quiet quitting? Like, does it benefit you? Is there impact to your life, you know, rather than just cruising by and, you know, just kind of take it as what it is?
I feel that if there is a bigger purpose, there's something else that's going on in your life, and you're essentially just conserving energy, waiting it out, or taking time to think and reflect so that you can make your move, then okay, quiet quitting, I think it's still healthy. I don't think it's healthy for the company. I'm speaking for the entrepreneurs out there. I don't think it's healthy at all. But if today's episode is about speaking for that person, then I think, yeah, it's healthy because you are shielding yourself while you are taking your next step. But if this is going to be your de facto modus operandi, the way you're going to do things, I don't think it's healthy because you're going to spend, 8 hours every day doing quiet quitting. That's going to have a toll on your mental wellness, because I really don't think humans are designed to just, you know, do the bare minimum.
Okay, maybe we can define a little bit what is healthy and what is considered healthy.
Healthy, I'll define it as there is happiness, there is fulfillment, there's peace, love, joy. This these core three emotions peace, that all joy. Humans
not blood, sweat, tears.
that's probably the antithesis.
Yeah, yeah,
the
antithesis.
Antithesis of it. Yeah, so I would say healthy would be peace, love, and joy, right? That means you're at peace at where you are at. You are joyful, you're excited to go to work, and you feel like you're bringing your best of your personality and your strengths and talents for the betterment of the organization.
I think that's very valid. I think love is joy. It's very nice, you know. And
can you stop throwing taglines?
I can't help it. Sorry.
Okay. Yes.
I'll try not to rhyme.
But being in a company, I think for most people, it's sometimes quite tough to find what Eric has said, like love, peace, joy. Especially when you are on this path where, you know, you are on a university, you graduate, you get this job. Like even when I study poly, why I go to this course? Oh, because people tell me this is the highest paying course. That's what
Which is not an inherent issue, right?
Yes.
Like if your goal is to make money and you live in this reality, right? I mean, so because I think a lot of people live in the dream, right? In a sense of like, oh, I hope. Okay, I get it. We all have hope and we all have dreams. And sometimes some people tell me, you know, you see all these young people, they come out, they hope and dream. I'm like, yeah, if your education system come out, these people don't hope, right? You'll be more concerned about what's happening with the society, right? Mm. So people that come out and just step into broader workforce and broader society should feel hopeful and should dream and should think about these things, right? So I don't think that's a bad thing. Mm. But the idea here is that after they come in, there's a reality check, right? Yes. It's like, oh, you know, you live in this world, you live in this society. At this point in time, you still got to make money to feed yourselves and all those things, right? So so when people then start to set into this reality and then they make a decision based on the idea that, oh, I need to make money. So then, you know, that's why I do this and this, so and so. I change a career. Maybe I finish studying this and I come out, I realize, design 没有钱赚. You know, so engineer, cannot make money, very kalian. Right, so then I join another sector and it makes money and all that. And that's not an inherent issue, right? Like that is in itself taking the decision to do something to better their life. And to me, that is counter to quiet quitting. You know what I'm saying? Because quiet quitting is a little bit of a like, I'm just going to like, you know, this is what it is. I'm just going to take it here, you know, and I'm just going to like cruise by, you know. But for someone that goes through that kind of path to have the clear conscious decision that I do this because I want to make money, I think on some level, it's okay.
Then that's not quiet quitting. You at least got a purpose, right?
Got a purpose, yes. Right?
I mean, maybe a story can help, right? Because I actually quiet quit, right? I told you, it was not a joke. I was quiet quitting because I studied comp science in NUS. So I had to serve a bond. So I was working for a company. I hope that don't get me in trouble. Right, I was working for a company.
I think you also studied comp science.
Yeah.
Oh my god, high five.
Also at NUS. Yeah.
Oh my god. my junior. Okay. So what happened was I was working for that job, and the fact of the matter is I wasn't given much to do. I just every morning I just need to spend time working on a certain website, you know, and that's it. And then nobody in the office, and I would have like 2-hour lunches, 1-hour tea breaks, you know, and I was just not motivated. At the beginning, first 3 months, I was super on fire. I keep asking for work to do. He said, oh, don't worry, we'll give you, but nothing comes. Mm-hmm. So that was when I realized that, oh, you know, I there's no purpose and I feel like people don't appreciate me. And so I decided, okay, well, since the aggressive method or the hustle method doesn't work, then I do the opposite method, which is I'm just going to be invisible and do my own thing. So I was quiet quitting in that sense. But I had a purpose, and the purpose was I knew that it's only going to be 4 years. At least there's a time frame. And I said, that there was this narrative I tell myself, which is, since I can't get out of this situation, why not make the best out of it? I think this is important because the minute you're resigned, because quiet quitting implies resignation, right? Mm. That you are resigned. You're not in control anymore. And the minute you ever think that you're not in control, the minute you just have that narrative, you just give yourself a mental suicide. Mm. So I felt that my turning point was when somehow, probably I had good mentors around me, you know, telling me you can't change your situation, then change your story. So I told myself, you know what, I'm going to make the best out of it. So since I'm in IT, so what I did was I decided to be the friendliest person in my company, make all these friends, because one day they may be my customer, because I was thinking of going into corporate training already. Mm. So I thought, you know what, I'm going to make friends with everybody because one day they can hire me. Mm. So that gave me some purpose.
Yeah. Comp science people need corporate training.
Wow.
Sorry, I was from B school. The comp science is a corridor back then. It was the corridor.
Yes, that blue building.
The blue building was corridor. Yeah. So I always ask, wow, this is a school, right? But I walk past here to get to the canteen.
Ouch. So, that's what I felt was my saving grace, that I changed my narrative. Make the best out of that situation.
Yeah, but I want to push you on the part where we talk about, like, you know, you feel like you're not in control.
Mm.
But I would argue to say that people that are quiet quitting are taking control.
What kind of control?
Taking control of their life to know that, okay, this one, I don't want. I'm just going to cruise. You know,
but for how long?
And it's okay. And so, I think my view is that where you're coming from is you can quiet quit if there's something else you're working on outside.
Or that there's, right? A reason, like,
there's a reason why you're doing something, you're conserving energy, yeah. You want to do all that. But my view is you can quiet quit as long as you're okay with it. Right? So if you are quiet quitting and you think that this is okay and it's not going to affect other aspects of your life, even if you don't have something big out there, you know, it's fine. As long as you're okay with it. And I do think that there's a big bunch of people, I mean, I see the forums, right, and then some people say, why is quiet quitting a thing? Right? We've been doing this since forever. Right? Yes. It's like, why is it a thing now? Right? And the idea here is, if you are doing it and you know that, okay, let's say you work in a big, big organization, right? And the like HR Sally will never see you, right? Or like your director will never ever see you, you know, but you are part of the organization, you do something, and you're okay with it. You're not going to like try very hard to be seen or be heard or make progress here. On some level, you're quite quitting, right? Just doing the bare minimum. You're getting paid to a level where you're not fired. Because if you're fired, then you're not doing bare minimum. You're doing below bare minimum. Alright, so you're doing bare minimum and you go past and you're happy. You spend your energy in other things.
I guess, okay, now if you set it as a context, I guess it's because I have another frame in my head, right? Because I believe, and it's not true, it's just my belief, that you know, we are all here on earth to evolve, to grow.
Mm.
And even work is just a vehicle for personal evolution. And if you don't work it, that means if you don't put in your 100% and you don't learn or you don't stretch yourself, because quiet quitting also implies you're just doing whatever bare minimum, but you don't stretch yourself, then you missed out on the potential to be way better than who you are. And again, based on what Reggie said, it is okay if that's not your value.
Mm.
But I'm speaking out to those of you who somehow you know that you are meant for more. Then I'm saying that don't ever think that whatever you're going through is permanent, it's temporary. You know, like how before a plant become a plant, it's dark, right? The seed is underground and he thinks that that's the end of the world. But given time, water, sun, it will sprout. So I'm speaking to that group, okay?
Yeah,
that I think if that's you and you resonate with what I just said, just understand it's temporary. Protect yourself by coming up with a more positive, constructive narrative.
Mm.
Pick up the skills, build the network, wait out the opportunity, and then you leave. Yeah, for that group.
Yeah, I get it. I'm not disagreeing.
Yeah.
I'm just amazed you got always have a story. It's like, wow, the plant, it's a dark seed. It's true.
You know why?
Because I plant a lot. The seed is under the soil. I get it. Yes.
Two reasons. Yes, number one is because you're 40 now. I'm 40 now, so I have enough
been
years.
Been through enough. Yeah. A lot of stories.
And number two is because I've been through those things and I needed to make sense out of it.
Yeah.
So when I was trying to
go to.
Yes, I was trying to make sense. And eventually that was how I got out.
It's true. I get it. Mm. We all need some sort of narrative and story to push us.
Correct. If not, we'll go crazy.
Yeah. And which is why sometimes the search for meaning makes people go a little bit bonkers, because all the stories, you've got to break them all down and regroup, right? So it takes some time, and that the thing is complicated. What about you, Kelvin?
So I actually quite resonate with what he says, so because when I first graduate, I don't have much work to do either.
It's all comp science proper.
Got something done. Because when you are a fresh grad, no one will trust you with their code.
He says the real reason.
Thank you.
So I was also sort of like, I was quiet quitting because I was forced to, not because I want to. Then I went to my second job because I was too bored in my first job. Mm. And in my second job, they were giving me too much work. So is that the bare minimum? Let's say if the boss overloads with you with work, right? Then you have to do the job. And you don't have the capacity to think more out of it. So is that considered as quiet quitting?
No. I think that one is just bad management from your company side.
But on your side,
you quit. You didn't quiet quit, right? You still do it, right? You still did the work, right?
Right. So I'm just doing the bare minimum, which is a lot of work.
That's interesting.
So is that considered as quiet quitting? Because while I was doing that, a lot of work,
That just means you consider quitting.
I didn't consider quitting.
No, I get what you're saying. Because if from that view, right, then it makes the people that can quiet quit sounds quite privileged, you know? That means, right, it means your company has extra resources such that they only need you to do minimal. Then you can still text your friend, play Facebook. You know, no, nobody play Facebook anymore.
Mobile Legend.
Yeah, Mobile Legend, whatever. It can do all these other things and you can cruise by. The very fact that you're saying cruise by, you're kind of chill, right?
Mm.
Right, you're just going to. But for a situation like that, where you're just working so hard, and that's the minimum, you cannot even quiet quit. That's an interesting... And I will not say that is quiet quitting. I'll say that is just slave driving. Yeah.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of this stems from company culture, I feel. Because last night I used to work in a job also. Then when you realize that a company that doesn't listen to feedback, or they don't like really get to know you, like what you're doing, are you okay with it, then you will start to quiet quit if they don't really listen or things don't adjust. I think company culture plays a very big role in this, for my opinion.
Mm, okay, so what you're saying on that ground is that other than the reality that you can actually practice some level of quiet quitting, the reason why people do it is because they don't feel like they are part of this thing. They don't feel like their ideas are being respected, or they don't feel like, you know, this place is worthy of me spending more energy and bandwidth and time. Is that kind of where it is?
Yes. That's what I feel most people felt. I think most people, like what Eric says, they want to do their best, but sometimes the company just don't let them do their best. Mm. They are stuck there, you know, they're like, I want to do more, but I can't do more, but I have this energy I don't know where to put. That's why they do something on the side.
Issue. Yeah, exactly. That's why I say it's never just the employee's problem. Mm. I always think that the employer, if you really notice a lot of people are quiet quitting, rather than just blaming your people and shooting them down, maybe take a good look at your own company culture. Are you actually causing that to happen?
It's true.
Really, every human being that's born, at least, I mean, people, I believe the best in people, no one ever just want to give the bad minimum. No one.
No. And I think that's interesting because it's quite a tendency, right, for companies to then blame the people.
It's easier.
But I just shout out all you bosses and people in the HR and all that. You know, if one person quit, two person quit, you know, maybe it's an individual case, but if there are many people, you know, just droning around zombieing or even just outright quitting, right, then it's a structural problem. Then it's a company's issue. Yeah. So then the $1 million question is, should I quit or should I quiet quit?
I think it depends on the opportunity that comes by, lah.
Like how you quit your job already, right?
Yeah, right. So the reason I stayed on with my first job was because I was applying for PR. So I was applying for PR and I was trying to complete my job. Then the moment everything aligns, I just, ooh, just throw my letter and run. Mm. So I think quiet quitting, you can consider as a phase of like relaxing lah. And right, what's that?
Cruising.
Relaxing also works. Just don't let your boss know you're relaxing.
That's the saying in Chinese, like if you are resting so that you can walk a longer road.
Yes, yes.
So I think quiet quitting can be considered as that. Mm. Then once you have recharged, just continue doing your things when the opportunity comes by. Though.
Fair point. So should you quit or should you quiet quit?
Well, if I'm speaking for that individual,
yes,
and the individual have a certain purpose and the individual have a positive narrative, yeah, by all means, cruise so that you can have a better future for yourself.
Mm.
But if I'm speaking for the company, I don't think it's a very good thing that your guys are quiet quitting because their productivity is low and you're not going to be doing very well.
So you'd rather get the company to... quit.
So if I'm speaking to entrepreneurs, you need to look out for those quiet quitters. because every dollar that you give to them, you could have given to someone else who is a lot more motivated. But if you notice everyone's quiet quitting, then forget about trying to hire more people. Go and get yourself a consultant and fix your culture first before you start hiring. Because otherwise, you are the one that's poisoning the people to become quiet quitters.
Mm. So then if someone is quiet quitting and they are on the fence thinking of whether they should just quit, right? What would be your thoughts?
Then I'll ask that person, what's next? Do you know what's going on next? Because if you don't know what's going on next, then I'd rather you stay where you are. At least you're doing the bare minimum, right? Mm-hmm. And then go make a better plan. Mm-hmm. Same thing like how I have a lot of 9 to 5 years who will say that, hey, Eric, or 9 to 6 years, they will say, I want to be an entrepreneur like you.
Nine to six already.
Yeah, okay, I forgot. Okay. 9 to 6, they'll say that, I want to be an entrepreneur. I think I'm pretty good at training. I'm pretty good at doing something. So I say that, don't quit first, right? Because the market, it can be quite brutal, yeah? So until you can...
guys,
until,
speaking from experience.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Until your side hustle can be equal or more than your salary, then you can, and then you can consider quitting. So be smart about when to quit. Timing is important too.
And that is one dimension, right? In a sense that if you're concerned about money, that is a big concern in your life, in your decision-making process, then yes, that is a legit thing, right? But I would say for some people, if you are thinking about, you know, like quitting and without something else next, right? And I don't think it's a bad thing for people to embrace their emptiness. Right. I don't think it's a bad thing for people to embrace the emptiness because it's so often we hear things like, oh yeah, what's your next thing? You know, like what are your plans? It's like, I just no plans lah. What's wrong with having no plans, right? And it's if you cannot embrace emptiness, it's very hard for you to fill up with the things that matter to you.
Beautiful.
Well, you see, I also got tagline now. Very good. TikTok shots. But to me, that is the part that is really lacking in the conversation because everybody that's pushing certain ideas are either very emotional or they have a higher incentive that they want all of us to be more productive or do more things. You know, but in my view, on a personal level, if you've already accumulated some level of wealth and you feel like there's no prospects here and you don't want to be like, you know, that wayang guy that worked very, very hard to try to get promoted, I get it. Need to piao yan one, I want to I get it, right? Or you need to go out and network.
That's why it's called performance review.
So if you're not like that, you don't want to go further and you've accumulated enough, you feel like you want to, you know, embrace other aspects of your life, but you're not sure what you want, instead of trying to cling on there and fill up your life with all these things that don't matter, why not you just like drop it? And it's very difficult, you know. Mm-hmm. 24 hours, you got no work, you got nothing to do. And if you cannot answer that question, then fundamentally you got to push back the answer. So then what are you living for? Right? So those are a bit higher, more complicated questions.
So that means, Reggie, what you're saying is that if let's say that there's no plans, but they can afford to quit, they should.
You can.
So that they create enough space for reflection.
Yeah. Okay. And embrace the emptiness. I think that's kind of where I think it's lacking.
Yeah, because there you can't stop doing nothing, right? You know?
Yeah,
doing
nothing
is forever.
And I mean, and I come from a view that, you know, you quiet quit not to forever quiet quit, or you lay flat not to forever lay flat. It's like you lay flat to one day stand up again. Right? Or you quiet quit so that you come back stronger.
Yeah.
Right? So that space in between where you can take a step back from all these things, I think that's the part that is very scary for a lot of people. You know, like nothing to do, like every day nothing to do. You know, it's very hard one. Right? Yeah. You have to kind of fill up your life with different set of things. And I think that's the part that emptiness is something that more people should
embrace. Very good point, because then you kind of free yourself from all the noise and all the narratives out there asking you to do this, do that. And you finally get to find something for yourself. Was that your journey?
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, I feel like that was my journey, right? Like, because I emptied myself so much. People think I xiao xiao. No, I emptied myself so much that I got to a point where I'm a lot more comfortable with where I am, what I have, what I do. If you think I'm very wise, then yeah. Because I did a path that's very different from everyone. And I feel that many people are horrible with embracing the emptiness. It's always what's next. Every time I go for a meeting, what's next? Why can't you just be like that? Right? Why can't you just be like that for a while and recognize that you need some time for other things to formulate? You know, you need some time for things to coalesce. You need to give things time. But if every single moment of your life you want to pack, listen, like all the productivity hacks, right? Every single moment, pack. Like this guy wake up at 4 a.m., right? It's
like, it's like, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Wow.
He said, 睡不着.
That's a different thing.
That's a different discussion. Yeah. You know, but you wake up at 5 a.m., That's on purpose. But 4 a.m. is a 睡不着.
Okay.
5 a.m. is on purpose. Okay. Yeah, but to me, it's too much. You know, and you end up in a certain grind and all that, which is okay if you enjoy what you're doing and you find that this is worthy. The basis of repetition is progress. If you keep repeating, you will progress. Right? But if you don't want to be here, then why you repeat? Why not you just take a break? Right, and empty yourself and then recalibrate and work through all that things.
I guess that's why having good financial education is important, right? Can you imagine if I listen to Financial Coconut and then I learn how to save my money, invest my money, I actually have the option to really quit and not have to quiet quit.
Or you can live in the kampong. Kampong don't spend money one, really.
Reggie can share with you.
A bit hard. Maybe can go to Kelvin's old home. Kampong is a place where people don't spend money. You plug, the water comes on the stream. I live in my friend's hometown. Okay, that's a different discussion altogether. But if you go to the rural parts of the world, actually, money is not as prevalent in terms of its transactional value. But in Singapore, it's a bit hard, right? So you gotta listen to our channel.
I think this brings to a lot of different perspectives to quiet quitting. Because sometimes people quiet quit maybe because what Reggie is saying. It means I conserve my energy, I try to find out what's next, embrace the emptiness. So actually quiet quitting, like after this decision, may not be that bad.
Yeah.
It's your intention of quiet quitting.
If that's their intention. But yes. Some people are quiet quitting but they have no intention. They just resign. Yes. You know, that's
the And those people drown, right? And I think that's why we want
to add more facets to quiet quitting.
No more facets to it. Great. In closing, what is one thing that you've picked up in today's discussion?
Well, actually, my biggest takeaway is really have proper financial management. I'm not paid to say that because if back then I had that, then I could really just quit. I could just pay off my scholarship and really just do what Reggie was saying, right? Have some emptiness and reflect. That would have been great for my career and life.
I think quiet quitting must come together with purpose. Maybe you don't have to have purpose at the start, but eventually, I think even you will get bored of quiet quitting eventually. I think everyone would. That's why people who quiet quit, they find other things to do, right? Either by watching TV, you are finding purpose in life.
The Huang Jing Nianhua 3 p.m.
You are living some other people's life, so I think everyone has some things that they want to do, is whether it's work or your personal life. So I think quiet quitting is healthy for me at least.
I think when you quiet quit, I think being conscious about it is very important. When you quiet quit, you must keep asking yourself, what's the intention to me? Why do you start to have this feeling of slowing down? Is it because you're bored of this, or is it you need some time to rest? I think knowing that can help you will not feel so guilty quiet quit and quiet quit with intention.
Yeah, fair, fair. I'm just saying, Huangqing Nianhua really very cheap to advertise on. You can see Media Corp Red Card 3pm is a very cheap segment. And just so happened, if you are selling to the older generation, you should explore those verticals. Huh? Okay. But yeah, in closing, I think quiet quitting for me, you know, it's a phase, and it's very normal for people to kind of go through such a situation when you're not fully bought into the organization's idea, and the organization has no space for you to shape it, and you feel like this is enough. And if it's enough for you, okay, go for it. If at some point you feel like there's something else more worthy, okay, then also go for it. Right? And if for a long period of time you just feel like this quiet quitting is also getting draining, right? Then why not just take a break? Right? I think that's my basis for it. Like, it can be very healthy as long as you're more aware of like why you're doing it. Lah. So yes, thank you. Thank you for your time. We'll see you next week. Take care, guys. Thank you.